Topic 8.21, last one. If you've got this far, you've done the whole of A-level biology. Discuss the risks and benefits associated with the use of genetically modified organisms. Okay, so let's start with the risks. The first is the possibility of the crossbreeding of genetically modified organisms with wild plants. This is a valid point, especially when you're looking at something like insect pollination. It's not so big a deal with wind-pollinated plants, especially things like wheat and other grass-based plants, because although they are wind-pollinated, they don't travel very far, the pollen, and they tend to do an awful lot of self-fertilization, the filthy things. So there is a risk there of crossbreeding, and we don't know the long-term impacts of genetically modified organisms, either on the ecosystem or on us if we're taking in the genetically modified product. So it's likely that these are low risk activities, but it's still something that needs to be raised, that whilst we suspect the long-term impacts as scientists are not particularly serious, we simply do not know because we haven't had genetically modified organisms around long enough. There are moral and occasionally religious objections to the modification of animals and plants for human benefit. Please phrase it like that and not playing God, because you're A-level students, so you can think in terms of subtle, nuanced objections rather than Daily Mail headlines. These are all important risks to consider, and it is a valid point. You may be asked to think about absolutist and relativist views of this. The flip side of that are the benefits, that you could get crops with an increased yield and pest resistance. They may have increased tolerance of herbicides, which means you can be a bit more indiscriminate with them. That may not be a 100% good thing. We might be able to generate reagents in important medical procedures or biochemical processes for less money. It would certainly be a lot easier to make a banana do it than to turn over factories to it. We have the potential for the treatment of disorders, especially some that we can't currently treat at the moment. You don't have to worry about refrigerating the vaccines. If your vaccine is being produced in a banana, well, they just have to eat the banana. And finally, the idea of cheaper drug production. So you could end up, with drugs that are more freely available, and an option for other countries, developing nations, to produce drugs fairly cheaply and straightforwardly. So that's just a summary of the genetic modification benefits and risks.